To many people, Charlie Boulding is the Iditarod. A permanent fixture in the race for almost 13 years, he has grown to be a fan favorite. Charlie moved to Alaska in 1983 from Montana after searching for adventure. It was adventure that he got 10 years later when he won the Yukon Quest. In 2003, Charlie won the Iditarod Most Inspirational Musher Award after he overcame colon cancer. And although this mountain man has never won the Iditarod race, he has come close a number of times. I had a chance to talk with Charlie at the race start in Anchorage, and this is what he had to say.
I was just wondering how you're feeling about the race this year, and if anything makes this race stand out in your mind, are your dogs feeling exceptionally well? Or how are they just, racing?
It's an experienced team. They feel good. I'm looking. I feel up for it. I think it's going to be a good race.
Now you're a fan favorite. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea.
People really like to follow you, and you did really well last year. Are you looking for that same type of success into the race?
Oh yes. Yes.
There was so many past champions, and it's a really competitive race this year. How is that going to affect your strategy and your game?
Actually, it won't. I'm just going to run my regular race, and hopefully when I get to the coast, look around, there won't be many people around me.
So how many races have you done so far this year?
I did the Cusco this year.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you in Nome.
Charlie made an announcement last week at the race start in Anchorage. He's made the decision to call it quits and will be selling his dog team once he gets to Nome. He'll be trading in the dogs for a 32-foot sailboat in the British Virgin Islands. For Charlie, if it's not one type of adventure, it's another. For KICY Iditarod News, I'm Josh Rogers.